I can't tell if I'm doing this thing right. Like, am I in the right stage? I can't tell because there's nobody watching. Okay, so you guys are here. I can't tell if I'm actually live streaming because I have no clue what I'm doing. I pay all these people freaking salaries and these pieces of shit. Leave me here empty-handed. I'm here scared, vulnerable, not knowing what to do. They don't answer my phone calls. Now he's calling. I think I figured it out. I have no freaking clue. There's people watching. So yeah, I'll figure this out. I'll figure this out. And I'm gonna try to send a link to Parker. God dang it. Sorry guys to butcher the show today. But shit. I'm butchering this right now. Alex, I'll call you later. I just want you guys to know what a very successful tech media company looks like. And this is it. This is it, baby. This is what a star is born. Like, you guys remember seeing Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born? I mean, he's a hot mess. He's handsome. He's got a slight drinking drug problem. And that's me, guys. That's just me. I'm just letting you guys know how it is. My shoulder's fine. It hurts. It's one of these kind of things where I fucked up. I should stop riding mountain bikes in the in season. I have to also just stop trying to go crazy. And no, I'm not in jail, Jake, you piece of shit. You look skinny. Nice picture, you thin turd. Yeah, so there's lots of stuff. Now Alex is in here. Alex, what are you doing here? Nobody can hear you either. This
Looks
whole
like you're having some technical issues.
can you, is this thing is this at least streaming properly?
Yeah, right now it is.
Well, I sent a link to Parker too, but Parker's not going to come. Today was just supposed to be an update show. I'm going to go into the other room, guys, and I'm going to get some books, and we're going to read. We're going to read. I've been reading a lot of books lately. I'm trying to make sure that you guys have the best science in the game. Parker, your microphone doesn't even work. See what I mean?
What?
It's technical difficulties.
Well,
I believe because Alex is the head of our media.
I was in the wrong studio. The link had me in another one, and then I was like, "Where are these guys?" I went back, and then I was like, "Wait, there's one going live." I was like, "Oh shit! All right, let me go to
I'm not
that."
gonna lie. Who should we blame this on? Alex. Everybody vote. Everybody in the comments
I
vote
went
to
to
see.
yeah. I'm going Alex on this one. Although it came down to a Alex, hey,
Of course, I'm
does it
wearing a
show
neck
me in the
sculpt
new
earlier,
step?
Valcomer.
Does it show me in the next step challenge? I accepted it, but it wouldn't show me that I was entered.
Yeah, guys, if you wouldn't mind, Alex is trying to train. We're training
Alex.
Alex up as a whole. I'm not helping him at all, but Alex is training up for the Kodiak 100. So I'm gonna do some screen sharing. You guys ready for this? I have to
Yeah.
put all my porn
He's been
pages
crushing it.
down.
I love seeing his Garmin.
Thanks. You beat
So
me last week, so
Alex,
that was a good win. But yeah, I'll challenge you again. If
I
you,
accepted it. Oh, sorry, go
I
ahead.
don't know why I
Wait
couldn't
a
see you, so
second.
I just deleted it. But let's
You
just restart it.
got beat by Alex in steps?
No, Parker beat me.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, you're training for an Ironman. Share
Yeah, but
screen.
Alex is on his feet. I do a lot of biking and swimming. It doesn't count like as much. Like when I'm on the bike, I don't get steps for that.
All right, guys, so check this out. I have signed up for this. Alex, have you signed up yet?
Not yet.
You should sign up today. You
Deal.
should sign up today. I'll cover the
I'll check
race.
it
But
today.
so, guys, oh, here we go. Let's just go right to the bad boy. This is in Big Bear, California, October
Oh,
11th to 12th. If Chris
shit.
Kerkowski does not qualify for Hyrox World Championships, I have to do this. And if she wins Hyrox World Championships, I have to do this naked.
They're not
So,
gonna let you do this naked.
are you kidding me, dude? How are they going to stop me? I'm the bulk pony, dick and
No,
balls
what
everywhere.
we're
Let's
gonna
go.
do is we're
Let's
gonna get
go,
you a
dude.
Crown Royal bag.
Dude, what are they going to
We're
do?
gonna
This
put
big
your
old.
junk.
this big old piece of ham swinging between my legs. They're going to be so scared. They're like, let that magnificent beast run.
We're just going to put a Crown Royal bag over you and then put like a little string to go around your waist to extra secure, and then that's it.
Alex, have you addressed this, dude, the anti-doping, dude? What are you going to do, man? I know you're doped to the freaking gills right now. Let's go, dude. Alex is drunk all the time. That's got to be considered doping. Let's see here. Get involved. I want to see if we can get a map. So this is a UTMB race.
Supposedly Babe Ruth would literally be liquored up during his playtime.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of those guys used to be liquored up when they used to play back in the day. Halfway relaxed, and there'd be dudes like smoking in the dugout or some shit. I'm like, damn, dude.
Are you guys seeing? Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing? This course map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says right here, the first 50K includes a visit through the rarely crossed Siberian Canyon. You're going over 10,000 feet in Sugarloaf, and the majority of it's above 7,000 feet. I mean, that's a kick in the peen.
Oof.
That's a big old kick in the peen.
Yeah. That's like Leadville.
Yeah. So. Look at this, dude. Look at all these little bananas you get to have along the way. Dude, look at this huge dip right here at mile 10 and then right back up again.
Oh, and that's a 7,000 climb.
And, dude, right before the finish line, oh, look at you at mile 67 getting up above 10,000 feet.
Oof.
Dude, you are effed in the A. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm excited. Mandatory. Let's look at the mandatory gear. You need to have a 1.5 to 2 liter water capacity. Reusable cups, headlamps. I don't know, man. I think the likelihood of you dying, high, if not extremely. If not 100%.
Hey, look, man, the only thing I can say is that I don't know how they say it. It's USWE. Or us, we, Kyle, it's the vest that he had, that hydration bladder vest. I've always wanted to try one. And then when he was doing the Brazos 100 and then we were wearing it, it is the most comfortable hydration pack I have ever put on in my life. It is insane. And it holds, he had like a 2 liter in the back.
What is it called? Us, we? Guys, do you mind if I share the screen again?
USWE.
Yeah.
And then it has these little bladders in the front that have straw. So all you got to do is reach down. And what we were doing with his is we would put nothing but water in the back, concentrated builder in one. And then I would do concentrated liquid carbs in the other. So he just had whatever he felt he ready available.
These look dope.
And then it has all these extra pockets that are hyper flexible. And, dude, we were stuffing in pretzels, food. I could not believe how much gear. I must have had 10, 12 pounds of additional stuff between the fluid and everything. It must have been 15 pounds. And it doesn't move.
And we had
a rain jacket stuffed in there. I was like, I can't believe how amazing this thing is.
Oh, boys.
And then my cousin Leslie, she does these huge gravel races where they have to go through sections where you have to have one.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. That pink one's got me stiff as a boy.
Dude, that's the one I want. I saw that they had pink and I was like, oh, hey, what's up?
Alex, which one do you want for your birthday? Your birthday's coming up, isn't it? May 30th?
Yeah, 27, but, pretty close.
But yeah, they have a bunch of different ones. They have them that are literally like backpacks for if you need to carry a lot of gear. We could ask Kyle which one he had. That's more of a faster, a lot of hydration. But dude, I could not believe how comfortable that thing was compared to any other bag I've ever tried.
Hold on.
I've tried a lot of them.
The Beater Boys are in the chat. Beater Boys, how you guys doing for starvation training right now? Because right now, if I had to guess, Caleb's probably at IHOP just stuffing food in his face because he's a fat piece of turd.
Did he change his Instagram name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's look up Caleb. Guy. I love this screen sharing shit. Caleb Yates Instagram.
Hybrid Paradigm.
Yeah, let's all heckle Caleb Yates for a while.
I was texting him this morning.
Let's have a little conversation, guys. Everybody has probably seen Caleb Yates on the show before. I want you guys on the sidelines to vote on Caleb Yates' new Instagram, the hybrid paradigm. Also, by the way, ladies, do not get fooled. This photo right here is from 2021.
Oh, his profile photo?
That's 2021, Caleb. I mean, look at that quad definition, how ripped he is.
He looks great in that photo.
Hey, Caleb, when he gets in shape, dude, Caleb's in shape.
Yeah.
Right now, I think Caleb's, we need to get Caleb boosted up, ready to fucking go. I mean, you can tell. I mean, Caleb, that's Caleb right now. Caleb was a beast for this event right here. He thinks he's going to finish the Starvation Triathlon. So let's try to
see if he's going to finish. He's actually putting on work, man. He's like 60-mile rides, 50-mile rides, 80-mile rides. He's at it.
Do we have any pictures of him getting ready? Guys,
no, he put them on his story.
Is this it? Here we go, guys.
Taking that from the...
Yeah. Yeah. So let's be honest, guys. Let's get some votes on the sides. Cooper, you can throw in some of your opinions here. Do you believe he's going to make it, guys? Cooper.
How far did he make it last time? He got partway through the run, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I sometimes just poo bear it around the house in my Starvation shirt, just butt naked wearing my Starvation shirt. I haven't washed it either. Mm-hmm. You guys work together. I'm going to go get a book.
So
I'm going to go get a book. He's going to start reading right now.
Yeah, bought him a book for his birthday. Actually, Marcy gave it to him. It was out of her. She didn't read it yet, but she figured he'd like it. Yeah.
Is it celebrate. One of those like when you open it and they pop up? Those are cool.
Yeah, we celebrated his birthday 2 days ago. We went to the Bear Claw and had some beers.
Yeah, it looked cool.
It's always a fun time.
35 years old. I actually get to celebrate my birthday this year. I haven't had a proper birthday celebration since my 30th birthday. But after you hit 21, you just really get quality birthdays every decade. So I got the big 4-0 coming up in December.
Solid.
Yeah.
I skipped 30 and felt 29 for a few years.
There you go.
It works.
I like that.
How weird is this? So I'm reading this article from the Altitude Center in London. They don't say center. They say centre.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also like they spell tire with a Y. It's weird.
Creeps, dude. British people are just freaking creeps.
There's a guy on Instagram. He's pretty funny. All he does is he talks about he's from the UK and then how he's been through the US and he's constantly going to the US versus Britain and all these comparisons. It's pretty funny.
So I'm no longer able to race overseas in Europe because of this last chance qualifier stuff. So I'm going to go to altitude camp all of April. So I've been reaching out to all these coaches and everybody that I can get the best information at. And I have a consultation with the altitude training center at 8:15 this morning. So 1 hour from right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. And we're basically going to go to Crestline starting beginning April. We're there all that. And then we're going to go spike up and we're going to go up to the last 2 weeks, last week of April, first 10 days of May. We're going to go to Park City and we're going to beef the bones up, guys, with altitude training. I haven't done it in a couple years and I'm pumped. I'm basically going to be fit as can be. So I'm going to read you guys some research that I was doing on this. I've always liked altitude, but I wanted to have more specific understanding. So we're going to go down here and we're going to present. We're going to share screen again because this is what I'm getting really excited about. Share the entire screen, not partial for you guys. I'm giving you the real reality here. What the fuck? Okay, so right here, they're talking about doing a 4 to 6 week, 6 week training camp. Now, they're trying to synthesize this thing through basically going to the altitude training camp at the London Altitude Training Center. Here's the results. So anybody who wants to go do altitude camp, why would you do it? In short, very encouraging, their functional threshold power, which is a test we do all the time, increased by 10%. It's a 20-minute test. Badass. Then if you come down here also, their 3-minute max effort test improved by 15%. Now, another chunk of research that I was looking at and I was trying to find out, if you look at Tyler Hamilton, Olympic road bike race win time. I think it's 57. Took him, he finished the Olympics and did it in 57 minutes, and then he got caught for doping. Shame on you, Tyler. But if you look at the math on this, if you study cycling, you study specifically this event of cycling, which is the Olympic road cycling event that he did in 2004, they finish in 57 minutes. We finish in 53 minutes, so it's extremely close. And these guys, you can find all these parables and trying to find out what they're doing with their training and basically bring it over into High Rocks. And the only difference is, you know, they're not using energy systems the same way that we do. But I do think that based on me buying all these scientific books about cycling, that this is the answer to the sub 50 High Rocks. Just saying, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it done, boys. I've been doing the research. Weight's coming down, cycling's going up, altitude's going up. This is going to be the season. You guys are all going to watch something great happen.
Did your hero message you back?
No, he didn't. That fucking piece of shit.
Who?
Nothing. It's private. It's private. I can't release the information until it actually comes out.
What do you do? Message Lance?
Wow, dude. Sean Lenderman hitting me real bad saying I'm at a cheap bed and breakfast. No, I'm not at a cheap bed and breakfast. I'm trying to eat before I go train, you hobo. These people in the comments are rough, dude. I'm sorry. Did you just say dub 50?
I said sub.
How's everything going for your Ironman training? Let's stop talking about altitude because obviously nobody's.
Oh, dude. I messed up on my programming on myself. I forgot to program a deload week. And tired? I was like, oh my God, dude. I was like, I'm wrecked this week, man. And it was, should have been a deload week this week. And Thursday hit me and dude, I was done. I literally did not do anything the last 3 days. I was like, I need food and I need complete rest. And I've been wrecked. So I've been stuffing my face. I probably had 500 carbohydrates yesterday, just gorging myself and sacked out for a long time. And I woke up today and I was like, oh, I think I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I think that's the way of the world. I just, you know, it's all right if you make a little mistakes like that.
Yeah.
It's nice to feel tired because then when all of a sudden you do feel great.
Yeah. Yeah. I was yesterday, man, I was wrecked. So I just spent all day. We did some tidying up around the house, the garage, and then just programming all our athletes and feel ready to rock and roll today. We'll see.
How many hours a week are you doing right now?
Let's see. Last week I did 8.5, and that was with like 3 days that I missed.
Interesting. What's your longest session taking?
Longest session is about 5 hours.
So you'll do like.
So I'll go out and we'll hit. So what I've been doing is I'm training a buddy of mine as well. He's doing Galveston and Woodlands. And so what we do is I do my thresholds on Monday and Friday. Then Saturday we go out for a longer ride. So we just try to get out on the bikes. We, you know, we stop at the gas station every time we pass by it. It's 20 miles from here to the Wemart that we go to. We'll make a pit stop. And then after we leave Wemart, we head out on this road and it's a awesome uninterrupted back into the back in these country roadhouses, and it's just a straight shot all the way down. And then what we do is he gets next to me, he pushes it for as long as he can with me, and then he tucks in behind me, and it allows me for like a back-to-back kind of hard days. And we smash it on the way out, recover, ride back a little bit, and then smash it on the way back. And if we need to do extra mileage, we'll do that road twice. And then we cruise back the 20 miles, and then we'll go for a run right off the bike. Not this Saturday, but the Saturday
20
before.
Miles?
It's 20 miles just to cruise from our house to the Wee-Mart. So in total, we did 70.
Fuck.
And there's about a good 20, 30 miles where we will push. We push hard.
What wattage are you holding?
You know what? When I go out there on Saturdays, I don't look at my watts. I pay attention to my speed and how I feel just in case something fails on race day.
Yep.
I have it hooked up to my watch, but I don't look at it. When we're pushing and he's trailing me, last Saturday we had some good headwinds. We were averaging about 24, 25 on the way out on that road that we do. And he tucks in behind. But other than that, we probably cruise somewhere between 18 to 20 when we're just chatting and cruising.
Hmm. Do you know what your heart rate is during that time?
Usually creeps up into the mid-upper 150s.
Interesting.
And then other than that...
What's your heart rate max?
My heart rate max isn't as high as it used to be. I think I've been barely clipping 180. I don't know why, but I've been training in a zone to where 160 is kind of where my threshold heart rate is. Instead of max, it's usually around 164 when I'm getting pretty good into intervals and my legs usually will short out.
This guy came over and in our notes of our most recent podcast, YouTube, this guy said, there's no way you're holding 400 watts for 8-minute repeats and only managing 5-hour bike time. I don't know. But he's talking shit about my bike time at Ironman. And when I do the bike at Ironman, like, I'm not really pushing.
But he also has to consider that there's a big difference between 400 watts if you're 140 pounds and pushing 400 watts in speed when you're 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, if I give somebody the watts that I put out and that keeps me doing 20 miles an hour and I give it to somebody who's 50 pounds less than me, they're going to go significantly faster in an aerodynamic position. That's just power to weight ratio. It's just like race cars. It's like, oh, 3,500 pound car with 1,000 horsepower or a 2,700 pound car with 1,000 horsepower. That's a big difference.
Fuck, dude. I don't know why, but I'm trying to – I just screwed up this whole thing. I keep on getting messages right now about our altitude camp. I screwed up the meeting. It was supposed to be at 2:15, guys. I'm really sorry. I banged this up. I was really excited to bring you guys information about altitude, and I just missed my meeting because I'm in this podcast with you guys. Do you think that when you go and do the Ironman, the thing that's going to hold you back the most is going to be the run of the bike?
It'll probably be the run on the back half. I think the run on the back half is where I'm going to creep and smash that wall most likely. Hmm. Just because I haven't been putting in super big mileage on the run.
You can try to beat the clock. Just go faster on the front end of the race and hopefully your body doesn't shit out.
Yeah.
Just telling
you. I have been training my gut to take in a lot of carbohydrates on the bike. So I've been doing a mix of my Infinite, which is a powder mix in my bottles, plus solid bars so I can try to consume more on the bike. I'm trying to get myself up to where I can do the bike and comfortably take in 100 or more carbs during the bike. Because once you're on the run, it's hard to eat over 100 carbohydrates. Oh, yeah. It's for tough. Sure. So I want to try to get as much as I can in on the bike so I have it and then just hold on. Hold fast.
So out of curiosity, I want to push this ball over to Alex. It doesn't seem like you know what you're doing, and that's okay. I would like to know, like, as somebody who's new to this kind of thing, where are you getting your information from? Like, where are you making these guesstimates? Because doing a 100-miler is actually more intense than doing an Ironman.
Oh, for sure.
And you did a marathon this weekend, not this year during the Fight the Fat Challenge, but now you're multiplying it times four and going to do an altitude-based 100-miler, which Dave, who's tried two times now, has dropped out of both times. Do you think, even in your brain, and this is not meant to, I'm not making fun of you, I'm really curious, are you like thinking about failing? Are you thinking about what it takes to actually get this done? Like, where are you getting your information from to actually finish this thing?
I don't have a ton of specific information, but I know that it's a 17,000 foot climb, and I'm thinking about that first. Like, 100 miles doesn't intimidate me as much as climbing that crazy hill. So I just spent the last month and I climbed the equivalent of the race, but it took 30 days. So I want to, I realize I need to rest more because I'm still sore. I'm sore too often. And if I rest, I could probably go out and keep pushing my limits and try to get more elevation and do, you know, 10 to 20 mile runs. And then, I mean, I'll tough it out, but hopefully I'm prepared enough to, you know, tough it out, because there's only so much you can do once you're in the race.
You know you can do shorter sessions, right? I did a big workout yesterday. I'm just going to do 3 miles today or 5 miles super easy, and then give yourself a nice little recovery and then go back out.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass the ball to Cooper for a second. Cooper, so you saw us do the starvation. Now, where are you getting your information to get the starvation done yourself? And also, I told Caleb to jump in on this thing, and he's not going to answer. I wonder where Caleb's getting his information from. Caleb's at the physical therapist. We basically pay Caleb to go to doctor's appointments and go to the gym. That's what I figured out. Anytime I contact Caleb, Caleb's like, I'd love to help out today, but I got to go get a massage because I'm training so hard. Like, damn it. But I want to know where people get their information from. I don't even know where people get their information to train for a Hyrox. I feel like most people don't even know that we have a company. Like, we've changed our business model a lot to show that house training is specific towards Hyrox. And it's changed the volume of athletes that are coming in a lot. This has just happened in the last like month. But I'm wondering, when people sign up for things like this, Ironman, 100 miler, Hyrox, what do you first do? Like, Nick Hoyer, I'll ask you guys, or Jared, like, when you decide you want to go do something, how do you find the information about how to take on a task like this? Because 100 miler,
I can speak for Nick.
Yeah.
Nick follows house and he texts me.
I'm saying, but how did he find us even?
Oh, that's, you have question. To like, yeah, I don't know.
To Alex. Alex is like, Alex is my cousin, so he's known me for a long time, seen me do all this stuff. I challenge Alex and random stuff all the time. But then all of a sudden, where's the next step in your brain, Alex, where you're like, well, I want to do this. I should figure out how to, or do you just like, I'm just going to start moving and see what happens?
It was the latter. I wanted to see how it would feel to just throw myself right into it, and then where I was at, and then I'll work backwards.
So interesting.
Give it a good try. See where I'm at currently. And then, yeah, just stay consistent. I think that's been my biggest problem, is consistency. So if I just don't quit for a long enough period, I think it'll be good. But then implementing the rest. So I pick up little things from, you know, things that you say just here and there, then translate it into my own schedule.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty logical. I mean, if you're not going to actually go seek out and like read a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and working backwards, I mean, that's actually smart.
Let's talk about your emotions. Do you have any fear?
No, No, it's exciting.
Alex, no.
I know, but like we all know that you have like half a knee. Like, are you nervous about your knee? Are you nervous about not completing it? Are you nervous that like we'll make fun of you? Are you nervous that Marcy will make fun of you? Like, do these things pop up in your brain at all?
I mean, it's so far away. I think those might pop in later, but I mean, I'm hyping myself up. I'm not half-assing it. I'm not going to show up and then just not start, you know? So once it gets started, it's on.
I think Alex is literally, you're going to have to find him dead on the course before he quits.
I want you to succeed. Like, yeah. Trust me. What I'm saying right now, you know my humor, but I'm not trying to see you fail. I'm trying to peel back the layers of the onion of Alex and just be like, okay, how do we communicate? Because when we tried to do the fight the fat thing together, I tried to like help you in my way and it didn't work at all. We immediately got in a fight and I just left him alone after that. And I told him he starts out this trail hike and he starts eating Snickers bars. And then we go to breakfast afterwards and he's getting pancakes and drinking beer. And I was like, Alex, this is supposed to be a weight loss challenge. It's supposed to be challenging. Like you are.
He's a true trail ultra. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, oh no, we're having burritos and chips and salsa post workout. Like you are perfect for the ultra trail crew.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm kind of the right kind of, I can eat a lot of food and I can put it down. I can keep moving. And it just seems I have all the other elements besides training for running. So I just need that.
Well, and they're also the type where they're like, oh, we're here at the trail. Get out of the car. They don't warm up. They're just like, let's go.
Alex, have you tried this?
What? An actual training plan?
Well, we're going to go to Google.
Hey, Alex, you can text me any questions you want.
No, I haven't tried that.
You've not.
How to train.
You've not even tried this, Alex. You're such a fucking crazy person. Look at this. This is a free PDF. It's just like, except all you have to do is just come in here and you have this free PDF. Look at this. Everything that you need for your 100 miler is supposedly right here.
Hey, Alex, what size shoe do you wear?
10.5.
Oh, man. I was going to say, Hunter has a pair of trail shoes that we sent him. And he was like, damn, they're just a touch too small. I was going to say, you could use those.
They sit right outside my door. Stop sharing.
Ultra. Ultra's good.
Yeah.
So I did this with Alex is the goat for fucking around and finding out. I would love if the girls came out and helped crew for that because I feel like they'd be really fun.
Yeah, we need a solid crew.
I'm gonna be going through I'm gonna kind of like Scooby-Doo the thing. I'm not gonna be with you guys and I'm gonna just go out into the woods and try to scare you along the way. there's also a really good chance that I'll do the thing. I don't want to though.
Yeah, what's the most miles you've ever done? Have you done more than 50 before?
In World's Toughest Mudder, I think I did 86.
Oh shit. Any hills?
Yeah, it's like this the whole time. It's not like what you're going to do. I mean it's a lot, but it's not what
86 is still a shitload of miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was basically a lot. Did 100.
I mean, dude, I had to wear I'll put it to you this way. I had to wear flip-flops and Tevas for the next 6 weeks when my feet were so banged up. And I didn't train for it at all. I just won the short course world championship for Spartan Race, which took me 10 minutes. And I was like, champion. And everyone's like, do you want to come do Tough Mudder as a team? And I was like, duh. Month later. And we literally pulled it out of our asses. Like, we barely survived this thing. And we were all so wrecked. And since then, everyone's kind of gone on to do really impressive things as the team did. But like at the time, we were very young, unpolished men in the sporting world. That was literally 10 years ago, which is so insane. Like, I cannot believe the amount of things that I've done in the period of time over 10 years. That probably being my favorite race I've ever done and one of the hardest physical feelings I've ever felt. I think ultras are one of these kind of things where it's almost like a mushroom trip that like goes bad somewhere in the middle. And then all of a sudden, like the end is amazing knowing that you got through. And then like a couple days like afterwards, you're like, I'm never going to do mushrooms again. And then all of a sudden you're afterwards, you like kind of cool off a little bit. And you're like, that was so fucking cool. I can't wait to do it like that. That's how you feel. I mean, I've done a lot of ultras. I've failed a ton of ultras. That's the reason why I'm kind of poking at Alex right now, is because I don't want you to fail. Knowing what I know now, if you do one good session a month, that's it. That's all that matters. And then you can just be a regular fit human being the rest of the time. Because ultras are very specific. And like it's one of these kind of things where it's like, it's a strength endurance event. So it has to be the strength to weight ratio. You're 200 pounds like me. So you're going to have to get strong enough to carry 200 pounds for 24 hours. Now there's a reason why like little mountain goat looking people like those Tarahumara Mexicans, they can go forever because they're as big as this coffee mug. Like nobody talks about that, but they're tiny little like mountain Sherpa people.
Yeah. And they've been training their whole life for it.
Yeah. It's how they live. But if you all of a sudden would just all of a sudden, like I said, hey, what's in the month of March? Just get you to chill out. And then I want you to go all the way around Lake Sherwood and then take the whole next month off and then say, hey, dude, we're going to have you run from my cabin down to Lake Sherwood all the way around to the hot springs, and we'll pick you up there in like 6 hours. Like it's that kind of stuff. It's that what's going to end up happening, where you need to do that once a month. And then the rest of the time you leave yourself the fuck alone. Yeah. Because if you take a scab and you just go all the time to it, it just never heals up. You need to cut, scar, heal over, tougher skin, cut, scar, heal over, tougher skin. And if I could have done that all over again, that's the way I would have done these things. And I would have beat the piss out of everybody.
4 weeks ago, I went from my house to Lake Silverwood to your house and then through Top Town and back to my house. And it was super gnarly and fun.
How long did it take?
I feel like I can pull it up.
Let's see if we can get Alex some sponsors. I bet you we could probably get you more sponsors than most people in the Elite 15. So right now I'm drinking Paper Street Coffee. I guarantee they'll sponsor you. Have you guys heard of this company called Creatures of Habit? It's the overnight oatmeal company.
Yeah.
Oh, solid.
I bet you I can get them to sponsor you. Ooh. And we'll get sponsor. Builder will sponsor your race.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. It's pretty gosh darn cool. So you've got three sponsors.
We need to get to send us all a couple of hydration bags.
I'm sure we could probably, if we get Alex or Cy to grab the video from this and just send it to them in a DM, then we'll be set, dude. We'll be really set.
Yeah, we need three of those hot pink bags.
Hot pink, dude. I went for a bike ride and
we're going to get you some battle braids for the race though. Yeah, like Viking style braids.
Why not? Why not?
That'd be sick, dude. That'd be sick. And get you some Caribbean beads.
Yeah. We got to get you like a little Mjolnir.
Dude,
go in there like Thor. Oh, the girls said that they're down for the crew in the comments.
I think with Caleb coming out here, we should force Caleb to stop going to the doctor so often and have him start doing some meetups in LA. Cause I know Wad Zombie's here. Like we should have like monthly meetups and get everyone together. Cause Wad Zombie's here. I know Alex, everybody would love to support you for a long run. there's a lot of really cool people out here that would love to get involved with what you're doing. So
yeah,
we're going to back the shit out of this thing. I had a huge brain fart.
But Trey, we need some trail shoes.
Yeah,
for,
dude.
For Alex.
You know, I didn't know that Puma did trail running shoes. Like, they've sent me a couple just, like, cool pairs. Like, Puma.
Yeah.
Puma's, like, for the past decade has been fashion with a little bit of fitness. And now they're starting to go really into fitness and really
into running. They've really stepped it up.
Dude, their running shoes are fire. Like, I really like their running shoes. And their new trail running shoes are amazing. Like, I'm super, super pumped. Aisha's here. Aisha, you didn't get kidnapped in Egypt.
That you have.
If you were my shoe size, what shoe size are you? 12 to 13?
Yeah.
I have to go to the I'll send you a pair of them because you're probably not going to want to run the ones that I have left, though. They're like big chillers, if you know what I mean.
No, just the lifters. I mean, I have run shoes.
Do you want a pair of like the new fitness shoes, or are you talking about Olympic lifters?
No. They're like the fitness lifters you have. They're not like the platformed, like powerlifting shoes. It's the ones you train in. I want to try those.
Then I can just mail them to you. I got too many of them. I got too damn many. Aisha, let's get some inside scoop. What happened to you in Egypt? You didn't get kidnapped. I also want to know
That's
if
a
you're
plus.
A billionaire, because every time I talk to Aisha, she's traveling. Yeah. I do have huge feet, Aisha. Thank you very much for mentioning that. It's one of many features. Yeah. I have a quick question. Now we'll talk about it another time.
Is that from his transition therapy?
What does that mean? I think Should a lot of.
Everything big, you said.
No. People are giving me a lot of hard time about the shoulder thing. People have been accusing me of avoiding drug testing. I sit there and I read the comments enough of the shit that we post because I care about our media. I don't care about the people. Yeah. I'm like, hey, the people like this one. And damn, dude.
Well, what did I say? I was like, all the jokes over the last couple of weeks. I was like, all of a sudden we're going to make jokes and people are going to be like, oh, he's doing it as a cover up. He's totally doping. And it's like, oh God. But people today have this mindset where, if anybody is remotely in shape past the norm, they're like, they're doping. They're on steroids.
I will say that I'm pretty mind blown by the amount of people that I find out that are on gas, meaning like a lot of these fitness influencers, a lot of dudes in their 40s that are fit, but just don't have the time to train that hard and they're leaner than I am.
Yeah.
And they're all on gas. And so it's understandable why so many people think everybody's on it. But you guys can understand, like, if you just go to my Strava, you can see how many hours I log a week and we measure our food. And I've been doing this for 15 years at a high level. Like, it's a different game.
Oh, people ask me all the time. They're like, dude, you're almost 40. There's no way. What are you on TRT? And I'm like, no.
Is Caleb Gore a cover up for Caleb Yates? Yeah.
Uh oh.
If anybody wants to buy my
Alex would win that shotgun three tall boys. We'd be finished with like halfway through our second one, and Alex is like, I need a fourth.
Hunter's actually really fast at shotgunning it. 2 seconds. It's pretty impressive.
Specialty deep throating. Honestly, I think I'll be able to. I think my devil's butt crack time is 12:39. I should break 12 minutes this year.
Do it.
I'm fit as all hell right now. If I hadn't crashed this bike, I probably would be able to do. I was planning on running to a sub 10 minute 2 mile. In the next, like, I was going to do it in the month of March. I won't be able to do it now just because my shoulder won't allow me to kind of move that aggressively. But lungs and legs wise, I'm right there. So the devil's butt crack is about around the 2 mile intensity. It's only 1 mile, 1,000 feet of climbing, which shouldn't seem that crazy, but just because of the gravel and everything, it just sucks.
But 1,000 feet in a mile?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I know, man. It's the devil's butt crack. It's legendary. That's why it's so cool. Out of curiosity, how many of you guys know that we've got the Hybercon games coming up again, the qualifiers. Because we have just released that information, and I'm trying to kind of get some feedback from the community. We have this test that's coming up. I'll go to Battle Bunker. It's the first event's going to go off on March 30th at Invictus CrossFit. And we are basically, it's a five-part test, all within 90 minutes, technically 75 minutes. And then on locations around the globe, you can sign up for local gyms and you can go compete. And if you're one of the top times, top results from these things, you get to come to the Hybercon games again in October. So I'm just going to go bring this up. Hybercon games. Interesting. How to qualify. Let's go in here. I want to see if I could show you guys the image. I really don't know how to guide this website. But if you guys are interested, I think you should come and check this website out and you'll get more information. I'm going to give you guys a good old share. Good old present screen. My favorite thing to do. Alex may or may not be in Vegas. So guys, if you go to Hybercon Games last year, you can see there's Cold Daddy. Look how tired he is. There's the one and only. This event right here was a ton of fun. The tire flip ladder, Isaiah Vidal. This one was crazy. You get your hands tied behind your back and you have to survive inside of the pool. I watched a lot of very talented athletes get knocked out there.
Oh, drown proofing?
Yeah, that was absolutely insane. Oof. But we've got leaderboard, about, qualify, sign up, home. Look at this. Austin, business partner. Big Daddy, mustached out. Ivan, head judge. Matt.
Austin just ran a marathon.
He did just run a marathon. If you guys are in the SoCal area on March 30th, you guys should come compete at this thing, or at least come witness it. It's going to be an absolute blast. It's probably the last time that I'll be at an actual event up until World Championship. So if you guys are in the area, we'd love it if you came and checked it out. We'll make sure that we post some more information about it, but there's a whole map where basically you guys can see the entire globe of gyms. You can go compete in this thing. But I do want to get some feedback. I want to figure out what your guys' thoughts of these tests. First one, you have a 10-minute max meters test on a rower. Then you have to rest. Second test, you have 7 minutes to find out your deadlift max. You get to rest 3 minutes, and then you immediately put a bar on your back, and you have to do a max squat capacity test with 225 for men and 165 for women. 3 minutes, many reps as possible. That's a two-parter. Then the last piece is a one-mile run into dumbbell DT, which is 5 rounds of 12 deadlifts, 9 hang cleans, and 6 shouldered overhead, 50 and 35 pounds. You've both muted yourselves, and Parker's gone.
I'm reading it on the website. So yeah, if you go to the website, you can see everything that you're saying.
Where is it on the website? Because I screwed that up.
I'm free too. So you basically have to seem like you're signing up. Mm-hmm. I clicked compete in 2024 HQT sign up, and then
aha.
It's kind of hard to see, but if you click more, you can see all the addresses. All the gym locations.
I like this. Sign up now. Okay. They did a really good job with this thing. I'm not really good at being tech savvy kind of person. Well, we're up about on our time. I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys, but I have to go train really gosh darn hard. Shout out to anybody who's going to Houston this weekend. Parker's going to be there. Caleb's going to be there. Braylon Tender.
Yeah, we're going to have a shakeout run on Friday afternoon. About 4 o'clock. Caleb and I are putting it together right now. We're going to leave from downtown, do a little shakeout run, and then there's a cool little cafe close by. It's like a mile from the George R. Brown. Good coffee, good food, pretty simple. So it's all right in that area.
Are you competing? You're competing with Amani.
Yeah, so we're doing mixed doubles. We start at 8:40 a.m.
I just talked to the developer from the U.S. Department of HYROX, and they think that they may actually have 5,000 people competing in HYROX in New York in June. Like, it finally popped over here.
Yeah, they need to make it 2 days. It's just too much in one day. There's so many people now, it needs to have 2 days worth of racing. Just so it's not as crowded on the course.
Dude, I think it's just too expensive for them.
Yeah.
Renting that location for a second day and also paying for the staff a second day, you're looking at like another probably 50% expenses. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Dude, Braylon Tender is here and he says he's willing to help you out. I will lead a shakeout run at 5 and be having grilled steak for y'all. No coffee, donuts, or water brain foods. This guy's legit. The thing is this guy's been trying to sell our customer base on training for the past month or so, and you can't find him. Alex, see if you can find him because you're a spy.
On it.
By the way, if you guys ever want somebody to find out information for you, just contact a jealous ex-girlfriend and tell them it has something to do with you, and they'll find out the information like that. Look at this. Men, come join me on top of the rock. I don't know who this guy is, but he's got me so hard. I just want to know what he's up to. I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed. All right. So I'll expect that you guys, I'm going to do one more of these things. We'll do it on Thursday. You guys are going to post some information about everybody being able to meet up with you guys in Houston.
Parker.
That what was that?
You're gonna post some information about the meetup.
Yeah, Caleb and I are waiting for the basically like a poster that we can put on Instagram to talk about the shakeout run. So we're waiting for a graphic to come back.
Probably you're probably never gonna get it because Alex is so busy training for his.
He reached out to. What's his name?
Brian Tsai,
Max.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. Hoping we would have it today so we can post it. And he said me too. So, we put that in for, this past weekend or last Friday, something like that. So,
All right, boys and girls, how's my butt cheeks healing? It's rough. Actually, my ass cheeks, I had like all these like little red dots and like sand and rocks in my ass. And now that's better. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know. I feel way better about that. All right, guys, I got bike intervals. I am out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to miss you guys. Stay fit. Stay fabulous. Alex, I'm going to end stream.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.
Also, if you guys want to find out what we're doing, just keep on going to the Facebook groups. Keep on going to the house page. Keep on going to Instagram. Most of the stuff you can find in my stories, it will lead you to everything. If you guys are trying to get buff and beautiful, go to housetraining.com. We help everybody get ready for house, for HYROX races. We also help people in other specific like realms, but we mostly like to help people in HYROX because that's what we specialize in. Yeah. Parker's more of an endurance coach. But other than that, we appreciate what you guys are doing. If you're not drinking Builder, you should be drinking Builder because there's a reason why I'm buff and fast. Comes right from here, guys. Don't be lazy. Alex.
Cheers.
Boys, I'll see you later.
Peace.
All right. Are we good?